Proclamation number 3223 of 16th of August, 1944. End time. Sign. Averting the judgment. The turn of time will be marked by world events, as it is written. But the spiritual condition of man is the cause of everything that happens. Earthly events are only the effect of the spiritual decline, i.e., the spiritual low determines all events which take place on earth because all people have to be the ones to suffer in order to achieve a still possible improvement of their spiritual nature. And you have to recognize the spiritual low from the hardship and affliction on earth, from the atrocities which are caused by people, from the immense destructions which also express human will, and thus you have to make sure that it is first remedied before you can expect earthly events and circumstances to take a tolerable form for you. Suffering can only subside if every individual person strives to steer his life in a God-pleasing direction. If he endeavors to work on himself and his soul and is willing to lead a life of love, only then will the earthly tribulation subside and an improvement will occur. The last days have begun and will not last much longer. A spiritual blossoming on this earth can no longer be expected, for humanity does not recognize the low it is living in and therefore does not change either. And yet, the individual should make an effort to save himself and his soul before the end has come. The individual can certainly carry out this spiritual change. He need only want to increase his knowledge and fulfill his purpose of earthly life. He need only not completely oppose God by being accessible to the instructions imparted to him by God's messengers, and he will be richly blessed. For God's help is assured to anyone who thinks correctly and only has the will to come to Him. And that is why God has repeatedly pointed to the end time through seers and prophets. He has drawn people's attention to the signs so that the individual will become perceptive, recognize the truth of what is written and now also take to heart everything that is imparted to him through God's love. For everyone is responsible for himself. And even if the whole world corrupts and perishes, the individual can save himself from it. He can escape the inevitable judgment because he can determine himself, because he can take the path to God as soon as his will impels him to do so. And his will is free. He can just as well turn towards God as he can turn away from him. And this is why the human being should recognize the great danger his soul is in by the signs of the end time if it does not change before the end has come. For this reason, God does not specify an exact time so that the human being will immediately start the work of transformation. For this reason, he will be afflicted by suffering and affliction so that he will become thoughtful and can now be offered the opportunity to attain realization. For only the thinking person can be instructed, otherwise every instruction will only sound in the ear. Only a short time will pass until the end. Yet this time can still be well utilized if the human being is seriously willing to reach his aim. He can progress very quickly, he can make use of the increased blessings of the end time and thereby mature in a far shorter time. However, he must strive diligently and put his spiritual development before all earthly striving. He is to work on himself as if he would be called away from earth every day. He is to entrust himself to all good forces and allow himself to be guided by them, so to speak. He is to be devoted to God with heartfelt love and extraordinarily loving towards his neighbor. Then he will also be able to avert the judgment for himself insofar as he will belong to the chosen ones who will be raptured before the end of the world. Countless people will be made aware of their own way of life. They will be informed of the approaching end, but they will not pay attention to the information, and the end will come as a surprise to them. For they pay no attention to the signs of the times. They are only earthly-minded and not accessible to spiritual instruction. Consequently, they are also not concerned about their salvation because they deny life after death. And it is these who bring about the end, who are so spiritually backward that one can rather speak of a retrogression than of a standstill, and who therefore give immediate cause for a transformation of earth. For since they do not establish any spiritual connection with good forces, they are open to the work of evil forces whose aim is to remove such souls from God. And these forces are successful, for all people's thoughts and aspirations are only the increase of earthly possessions, the well-being of the body and worldly joys and pleasures. And therefore this earth ceases to exist in its present form. And although people themselves are not directly involved in its destruction, they are nevertheless the cause of it, because their way of life completely contradicts God's will, and therefore the time has come which brings an end to their life. Amen.